Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started here in a moment. Rosie, turn on the system, and I will turn on Facebook, and we'll get going. Okay, Facebook is on, and we will go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, February 9th, 2021. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Penrod.
Here.
Crowder.
Thumbs up. He's here.
He's here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, which were on January 26th. Were there any changes or corrections?
I do not.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay.
I'll make a motion. We accept the minutes from Tuesday, January 26th, as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Minutes are accepted. Next up is Gene Childers. Mr. Childers is not here currently. We will see, and we'll see if he shows up and bump him later into the agenda. As you saw in your board packet, you did notice that a letter was sent out on January 28th to Mr. Childers regarding his attendance here and the information that he needed to be providing to the board. That he has not done so. So we will hopefully have him attend at some point tonight, and if not, then we'll figure out what to do at that point. Next up is the engineering agreement for the Engineering Resources, Inc., and this is for the LPA program that specifically is for a trail to the school corporation, I'm sorry, to the school building out on State Road 9. As you will remember, we previously had an engineering firm that was a part of this project. We decided to go a different direction, and so they have been working with us now for, I don't know, Chip, for, I don't know, half a year, maybe something like that.
Over a year.
So
yes.
We've been working with them now to look at the route. They've kind of looked at some different options on the route now. Again, whole point at the end of the day is still to get to Columbia City High School, Indian Springs Middle School, Little Turtle Elementary. But you can see here, this is the proposed scope of services. With the LPA program, the application's already been submitted. This was the application for the alternate transportation connections or something to that effect. I'm close?
Yes.
Okay. And so again, this is an LPA project which would have federal funds brought to the table. We will find out about whether or not this grant happens probably within the next month or so. But obviously they've been working hard for us on our behalf. Chip, is there anything else you want to add to the conversation?
No, I think they did a lot of great groundwork. We started with them back in January last year after we released our previous engineering firm, and so they stepped in and did some reanalysis. So I think we're in good hands with this firm.
Okay.
So this
Walter.
Hey, Chip, in the structure for the different categories of work, there's one on there that says sub-consultant services. It's almost at the very bottom. It says cost plus 10%. That's kind of an open item that we don't have an idea what that's cost, or will they have an idea in their submittal?
That's a great question, and I hope we don't get there, Walt. I don't believe we'll ever cross that bridge. I think that's just a standard cookie cutter list. Yeah.
Okay.
Are there questions? Okay. Hearing none, I will make a motion that we approve the trying to find a number on it or something here, but the proposal by Engineering Resources with a not to exceed amount of $8,000 for the Trail to the High School project.
I'll second.
Okay, motion seconded. Rosie will choose which one.
Okay.
all those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Next up is the engineering agreement for A&Z Engineering for Phase 1 of Westgate. Chip?
So, I don't like to live in the rearview mirror, but this is a lot of corrections from our past employee. And so I'm not happy with it, but it is what it is. And to get this project going, I feel like, you know, it is what it is. And I don't know what else to say.
So this is the basically the cleanup from the engineering that was kind of put together on this.
In-house engineering.
In-house engineering. And this is for the first phase of the Westgate project. As you know, we have an application in right now to community crossings at NDOT with the hope of having that funded. But obviously, they've been working on putting this together now, actually, previously. So, Chip, were you able to figure out whether or not this was included?
No, I have not got a response yet. Okay. I'm sorry.
So, at the end of the day,
I feel like we...
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, please, go ahead.
I feel like we signed the agreement and just that, you know, services are... We're agreeing to their services and we figure that out after the point. I don't know if that's proper, but I'm sorry.
Well, at the end of the day, we know this project is, I mean, we need to get the project moving forward. Obviously, there's a lot of good groundwork that was done, but there's a lot of technical corrections and stuff that obviously is going to take some work and effort and in a quick basis, if you will, which is why I think you kind of see that reflected here. So, you know, obviously a good portion of what they've been working on, as you can tell by the description on the, I don't know, fourth or fifth page there, whatever that actually, yeah, something like that. Obviously, focal point really is on, like, water main, storm sewer, etc. Roadway a little bit, but really, correct me if I'm wrong, Chip, but the majority of the work that they're doing really is on the utility infrastructure piece more than the roadway and stuff, right?
Correct.
So... questions of the board or from the board? Nope. Okay. Then I'll make a motion. We approve the agreement with A&Z Engineering for the Westgate Phase 1. I guess Phase 1 of Westgate. And let me get back here. With a... not to exceed amount of $91,893 as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Next up is the lease agreement, and that is on Mike's Vector truck, the water department's Vector truck. Rosie, I'm sorry, I'm going too fast. Go ahead.
Okay, so I've got everything ready for this lease agreement, but I needed the board to confirm that it was okay to go ahead with this lease agreement, and the interest rate was the 1.69%. They need copies of the minutes that you guys have approved this for me to go ahead and get this going.
Okay. So we've already approved this. We just need
right. They need
confirmation, if you will.
Yeah, because I was supposed to check into getting it.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I've got everything done, so.
Okay. And this is the, well, 7-year lease, I guess.
Right.
Right. First payment date is starting.
Was it?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Walt.
Just on the lease payments, that just a one-time annual?
Yes.
For 7?
Yes.
Okay.
And it doesn't start till February of next year.
And the unit's scheduled to come in at that time?
It's supposed to be here, I think. I don't know if Shota is on.
He is, yep.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mike.
It's supposed to be here either the end of April, 1st of May of this year.
This year.
Yeah, so we'll have it, what, 7-8 months before, or longer, before the first payment's due?
Okay.
Okay, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the 2021 drainage assessment. As you'll remember, our stormwater department, as a part of the stormwater fees that our residents pay, we made a conscious decision quite some time ago to effectively pay for the drainage ditch assessment fees that happen within the city limits for our stormwater ratepayers as a part of the benefit, if you will, of being in there. This is our annual, request to pay those drainage assessments. You see the total amount is $8,443.77. Any questions regarding the request? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve the drainage assessments as presented for 2021?
So moved.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up, we have the street truck quotes. All three of them looked the same, but Kelly, I'll let you maybe go through that a little bit and explain for the board.
Yeah, this is one of our T-ton trucks that we've had on the radar for the past 5 years. I've talked about in our retreat meetings on our equipment list. This truck will be replacing a 2004 International truck, T-ton truck. Per the mechanic's request his advice, the fifth gear keeps popping out of that, and it's going to take a lot to fix that 2004 up. So we're trading that in on this, and I got three quotes, one from Selking, Wears and Rush, and it'd be my recommendation to award to Selking International for $72,859.78.
Okay. Questions for Kelly. Oh, sorry. I got to unmute it. Questions for Kelly. Okay. So that $10,000, is that, I mean, that's a fair trade, I'm assuming? As
yes.
Much as it can be, I guess?
Yeah. Yeah, one company was going to give us $8,000. The other one's like $7,500 maybe or something.
So that's really the only difference between the two parties for the most part, right?
What's that?
I was just saying that's really the major difference between the multiple parties, correct?
Yeah, except for Rush ended up adding tax to that. But even if you take out the $9,861 for tax, they still come in higher at $76,144.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Then I will make a motion that we approve the, dump truck. Okay. The dump truck purchase from Selking International with the trade-in value of $10,000, in a total net sales price of $72,859.78 as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gilly. Next up are bills.
I will make a motion that we pay accounts payable vouchers dated February 9th, 2021 in the amount of $1,564,379.99.
Okay.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $223,316.08 plus overtime in the amount of $6,888.15 for the pro pay file ending 1/29/2021.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Department heads, if you have something, wave up your hand or something so I'm calling you. Mike Shoda.
That, and I don't know if I bring it to you or to the council, but on our... We allow plastic pipe in here, but the problem is just like we had this big leak, 2 months ago? And while the guys were in here searching for it, they told us if it was on that plastic, there was a good chance they would not be able to find it. Mm-hmm. I think that we left plastic in because we were told that this one company would not come in unless we left them use plastic. I'm not sold on it. I think that we're ductile iron all through the town. Now we're starting to put plastic in, and I think we need to sit there and say, no, we're ductile iron. We're only going to keep stuff to repair ductile iron. That's it. If this plastic breaks, it's not an easy fix. It's where we have to cut. We could have to cut a 10, 20-foot section out and replace it. It's not where you just go down and put a band on it. I think it's something that the city ought to look at and just say, hey, we're ductile iron. We should stay that way. I had a contractor call me about it just this last week for I believe it's up north on 109. They're going to put a bid in. And he told me that. He said, you guys are making a big mistake by doing plastic. He says, you're just asking for more trouble. So it's up to you guys, but I think it's time to take a stand and say we don't want plastic in our, any more plastic put in our system than what we got now.
So I would say, and I guess I relate this a little bit to wastewater and them and Mike Cook not wanting to have tapping of force mains. I see this as a similar situation where you have a design standard that's set for our mains and for the subdivisions and things like that. I think that would come through at the ordinances specifically. Marcia is on here, so she can work with you on that. The one thing I guess I would say is I know one of the things we had talked about originally in regards to plastic was, if effectively it was kind of the end of the pipe, if you will, if it was just a neighborhood, things like that.
Right.
I certainly would not want to encourage plastic mains or PVC mains or things like that. I do concur. I think ductile iron is important to have, and I wouldn't want to deviate too much from that. I do see that there could be some availability or interest in kind of the end of line, if you will, pipe, having PVC or plastic. But again, I think it's a conversation certainly for the council, because it would be in ordinance form. And I would also say, you know, again, trying to play that balance between encouraging growth and at the same time protecting our utility value, if you will. So, other discussion from Board of Works members or thoughts?
Well, you know, when we're doing big projects like the Mike, you said you got one going north, wouldn't that be part of the spec that we would give the designer engine without an ordinance?
The problem is we left it in once without us coming back and saying we don't want it in and maybe making an ordinance. We can't just tell them they can't, because you know, they say, well, you used it over here. That's right. But like I said, the company that came in and located our leak said they would probably not be able to find it if it would have been on plastic. And it just makes it harder to repair and all that. And I'm going to say this. I'm not looking at it for me, because chances are I'll be retired before we have problems. But when we start having problems, guys, these poor guys out here that's trying to fix it, they're not going to be happy with me.
I agree with what you're saying, that it gives more of a stable infrastructure for the water. I was just wondering again about the bid specs and what we tell the engineers to put out on the bids would come from us.
And that might be Marsh's, going to have to.
Yeah. As Walt, to touch on that, I've actually been in touch with Cambridge Crossing. They put in for ductile iron, but the home builder requested, different bids. So that's where we're at. I think it's in legislation right now that you can't request.
I think that's something I was going to mention specifically, was the fact that the home builders have consistently and continually pushed bills that force cities and towns our hand, if you will, in favor of cheaper materials, in favor of cheaper home building materials specifically. And it has happened consistently at the legislature, and they don't even hide the fact that those individuals that are pushing those pieces of legislation are home builders and will directly be benefiting from it. But to the point, and I see Marcia unmuted, so I'm going to give her an opportunity here, but I do think that can definitely be a spec. It can be something we put in, but Marcia, I'll let you go.
Well, I don't actually have that much to add, except for I think that, one thing that becomes important is, stressing that we're really looking at this. It doesn't help those on down the road, like Mike said. I mean, the problem is they're the ones that are going to be facing this. But it's important that that as a city, we look at this, and if we need to push for legislation, I think it's important that we at least speak up. But I think, Mike, if you want to meet, we can sort of talk about this, and I can certainly look into what we might be able to do. Anything I can do to help you on this, obviously I will.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks, Mike.
So if the state passes a law that says they can use whatever they want, but we have an ordinance, who wins?
The state always wins.
The state. Okay.
That's the problem, and that's why we need to speak up. I mean, I think if these are first of all, they are legitimate issues, so I don't have to say if we think they are. They are legitimate issues. it doesn't mean we win. We may be one voice, but I think you need to speak to AIM, and you've got to start with where our representative voice really is, and it's not really us, believe it or not. It's really through AIM and having them research this issue and you know, really look at this to help support cities and towns, which is what their job is.
And to that point, we have, so I, as you may know, I sit on the legislative committee for AIM, which is why I'm kind of neck deep in this stuff. But yeah, there are multiple bills going through right now that I know AIM is fighting, that I've talked specifically with Representative Judy, or I've emailed specifically Representative Judy, Senator Zay, specifically about some of these bills. I want to say it's like 1114 or something, House Bill 1114 or something around that number. I'm trying to load it up, but I'm not getting a whole lot of help here on my phone. But anyways, long story short is there are three or four specific legislative bills going through right now that are detrimental to cities and towns and very beneficial to the home builders, and they're being pushed by individuals who are home builders by trade. And it just, unfortunately, I should mark my words. The dirty little secret about the legislature is even though something may benefit your business, you can still carry bills that are going to do that. And it's wrong, but it happens every single year. And this has been something that we're continuing to push against right now. So that's probably the best. That's probably all I should say about that. So
1116, House Bill 11.
Thank you, 1116. So I'll get off my soapbox. Anything else about I'm sorry. Okay. Anybody else? Any other department heads have anything to report? Marcia.
Well, just I think it's 1114, which if I'm reading this correctly, and I'm reading only the summary, it says prohibits the municipality from regulating design elements of residential structures. Now, I realize that's the structure itself, but even if 1116 then goes on to, because I don't have it pulled up. But, you know, it's that type of bill that, you know, puts municipalities in a predicament.
Yes. Absolutely. So, yeah, and they, again, by this time of the year, I probably would have normally have been down to the legislature at least twice at this point to lobby against these bad bills. But because of COVID, we've been trying to do it electronically, and they've really limited how much interaction people can have down there, which is probably a good thing, but it has definitely created challenges. So, yes. Anything else from the department heads? I'm seeing a whole lot of head shaking, so I'm gonna say, how about we do a quick report then? We'll do that real quick. So, Chip, we'll start with you, and then we'll go to Shody.
I have nothing other than we have a couple grants in for community crossings and LPA, which is through NDOT, local transportation. Right now, that's it going on board. We're working with a local restaurant trying to get a restaurant in. So other than that, if you got any questions, reach out to me. Open door.
Thank you. Shoda.
I have nothing to add.
Okay. Kelly, then Sean, then Scott. Can't hear you, buddy.
Never mind.
There
got
you
it.
Go.
Yeah, we were blessed pretty good November, December, January, but February's coming after us, so our guys have been in several different times working, you know, bigger snows and then just putting material down on lots of other stuff. So just trying to do the best we can to get through this and get back to normal shift.
Kelly, can you real quick just give a very brief overview of how you guys make decisions on what you do in the alleys? Because I've gotten a lot of questions about that. And can you talk about how you handle the alleys? I know you don't salt them for a reason, things like that.
Yeah, the alleys, the one big snow we had there a while back, where we had like 6 or 8 inches there, Mike Cook and Mark Horn plowed those for us. Anything really 3 inches and over, we plow the alleys. Anything under that, it's usually everybody can get around good enough. It gets packed down. The only time we will put material in them, other than the paved alleys uptown, we can salt. But the other alleys, if they get super icy, we look at them and we'll try to put sand in them just to, so people can get traction, but really doesn't melt off much. But that's something we monitor.
Gotcha. Thanks. Sean and Scott.
Yes, I finished up this week. We are kind of contesting a ruling by the IURC on a gas line strike. You know, our lines are struck consistently by gas company. There's no penalty ever established for the gas company. But if we hit the smallest of gas line, they want to slap us with a $10,000 fine or a $2,000 fine, mostly because the IURC is sponsored and paid for by NIPSCO. And they don't like it when I tell them that, but that's actually what's going on. So we're contesting a fine right now that was an accidental hit. We did everything correctly. We just made a wrong move with one of our buckets on our backhoe. So we're working on contesting that right now. And this is one I'm probably going to take to the state house and fight all the way, because we're not being treated equally by the IURC. It's just as dangerous for them to hit a 7,000 volt power line as it is for us to hit a half inch house gas service line. So that one I'm going to continue to fight for. Also, we are officially, we haven't got the official certification, but I have filed all the paperwork to be compliant for our gas pumps with the IDEM. So that's great. We're also dealing with NDOT. You know, it's just a state, it's a state week. States justifying their employment right now by filing lots of paperwork, and so we're just trying to do the best we can to comply with the new regulations they've implemented. We got the new service hooked up to the West Ellsworth. I don't even know if you call it a lift station. You'd have to ask Mike Cook exactly what that station does, but I know it requires a lot of power, and we've installed a almost $10,000 transformer there this week. Power is up and running, so we got that done, along with kind of helped out a little bit with a little bit of the snow, and we're just looking forward to spring at this point. Everybody says that they appreciate the energy usage in the middle of winter, but not us. So we're ready for spring. So bring on spring for us.
Thank you. Scott.
So not a lot of changes in the police department over the last couple weeks. But earlier I'd said Braxton Madison had been moved to out of the next ILE class, but we just got a message that he's been bumped up to an alternate status. So when they go down to test for their physical agility at the academy, and there's usually some people that drop out, he could be moved up into the next class. So that would bump it up. So Richard, the bus, and him would go at the same time starting March 15th. And that means, if that happens, that means that we'll have everybody through the academy by June 25th, which bumps us up an extra 4 months ahead. So that's the only real changes. And we're waiting to see how that goes. He has to go down and test, do the physical agility with the next class. And if there's no shows and failures, then he could get bumped up into the next class. And then JJ and Christian, they head to actual class next Monday. Well, they had Sunday, and because they have to do that COVID test, and then their first day of class in person is Monday, the 15th. Okay. That's all I have.
Thank you. Thank you. So I did look up, I sent an email to Representative Judy, but on my list, I tried to put in some pros, some good bills, some bad bills, but on my list, out of the five bad bills that I listed for him, three of them were from home builders. That was 1114, 1191, and 1466. 1114 Marsha already talked about, but it basically is about design standards, eliminates our ability to put in design standards. 1191 is similar to that, but broader and more detrimental, especially when it comes to energy saving and you know, utility type scenarios. And then in 1466, the other one is basically that they don't have to, that home builders don't have to get secondary plat approval. Again, it's a solution looking for a problem. So that just is a small taste of what AIM and the legislative committee is you know, trying to fight back. You know, when you're a home builder, when you're a landlord, when you have some of those things that are, there's a lot of those individuals in the legislature that we have to try to fight. And as you know, there's a lot of people that have a lot more money than cities and towns do to fight those issues. So we'll continue to do that. So, Marsha, anything from you? I'm assuming that's a no. Rosie?
No.
Okay, thank you. Nothing from Rosie? Nicole?
I wanted to thank Kelly for helping out with our snow removal issue. And I think probably it was an issue because last winter there was nobody back here that they needed to clean the street for. But the second time they came out, it's beautiful. Really good. So thanks, Kelly.
You're welcome.
Great. Well,
did our guest arrive?
He has not. So I'm assuming that we're going to have to figure out what our next steps are. I'm going to need to obviously talk to, I guess I'll probably talk a little bit with Marsha, but also talk with the Planning and Building Department and find out what our next steps are. As I understand, there may be a multitude of reasons that he is not attending. So, we'll take a look at that. So
I understand. And my, comment was just to say, thank you for the teamwork. Kelly, I know you've been hit hard, but that's when you guys, are out there, you know, working around the clock and you've got your support people from the other department. So just, proud to see you guys working together.
Yeah, it's definitely a team effort. Really appreciate all the departments stepping up and helping out.
It's always interesting to me. It's really easy for individuals who don't see the totality of the work to criticize little pieces of that. As you may have seen on my Facebook, there's been some criticism of some of that stuff. But I think in totality, again, we're quick. We're able to get the streets cleared. I've not had one complaint about the fact of, you know, hey, why is my street not plowed, 10 hours after the snow, things like that. And so I think we have a great team effort, and I agree with everything that's been said. So with that, unless there's anything else, press, nothing from the press, so we will call the meeting adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
I have a question.
Oh,
I have
yes,
a question.
Nicole. Yes.
So for the CIP, do I stay on this?
You can get off and come back in on this link, yes.
I'll just mute it and go in the other room.
Okay.
So will you text me when it's time so I can, because I'm going to be watching the boys play basketball.
Okay, yes, that's fine.
Okay, Rosie, you just text me and tell me it's time. I'll
Rosie
come back in here.
Rosie will remind me.
Yeah.
All righty.
Thank
Thanks.
You.